Hey guys, how's it going? It's JD, the Mobile Trader, coming to you on the Mobile Trader Network. Today is Thursday, January 14th, 2021, the year of COVID part two. But we're going to beat it. We're going to knock it out. How's everybody doing? What are you looking at? I was in Zoom today, the second day of Zoom. Let's just talk really quickly. I'll get onto the market. But the buy the rumors, sell the news type of trade. Shout out to Mo Jackson, my business partner with Stock Scout. I was talking to him about a couple of little strategies, but there was a rumor out there about Zoom being added to the S&P. And a lot of times where there's smoke, there's fire, but I'm in the group where you buy the rumors, sell the news. So I hopped in yesterday on the 13th, grabbed a February 19th, 360. Quite a few of them, and it moved in the direction I was looking for. I hopped out and it continued to move. I hopped in at 352.37 on a nice reversal, and hopped out around 362, give or take. A nice run, and it ran up 384, give or take. Hopped in today again on the sell-off, I held a little bit longer and moved into it and then grabbed 11%. So guys, what I want to talk about, trading options. With the advent of Robinhood, or the introduction of Robinhood and Webull and all the other, lower price brokers, the apps that are allowing, that they've lowered the bar, then the barrier for entry has been removed, but also the need for understanding has kind of dwindled. So sometimes the ease of operation comes with caveats. And I think that the fact of we can get so excited about trading options, we forget to build a position in the stocks that we like. This is the time right now where we should kind of begin to identify the sectors. I believe there are 11 S&P sectors, the sectors, the subsectors, the industries that we feel will either lead the way in a post-COVID life or market, or thrive during COVID and also show sustainability after COVID. You know, no niche markets. So I know I was looking at, I've always been a fan of Apple. Apple to me is a strong company. It's a hybrid company for me, from the standpoint of you can trade it, but you can also buy and hold. And guys, when we talk about the excitement of trading, the excitement of buying an out of the money option, you know, people love it. And or you look at the commercials and you hear them talk about an iron condor and got a spread and this and that, and the bottom line comes down to, hey guys, let's get into a stock that you feel, or a company that you feel, now there's more to it, but that you feel today, let's say if it's trading at $60, 5 years from now, do you feel that it will be trading more than $60 at a higher level, preferably 10 to 15 to 20% higher, 50% higher, 100% higher? And that's tough to predict the amount, but I feel that Apple's going to be trading higher. I feel that Tesla will be trading higher in 5 years than it is today. I think Tesla closed today at maybe at 847. You know, I was in Zoom. I don't know about, you know, I'm still making my decision on long term with Zoom. But I think CRISPR Therapeutics, I like the biotech sector. I think that there's a lot of volatility, but over the next 10 to 15 years, who knows what the type of the innovation and the disruption that can occur within the biotech sector. We can couple that with robotics, artificial intelligence, augmented reality, and just to name a few, and even just where we went into most recently in our stock scouting report, the EV sector, electric vehicles. There are so many rabbit holes we can go into, whether it's just the vehicle itself. Are we looking at Tesla, Neo, Solo, even the what do we have, the just the stalwarts with Toyota, GM, Ford, then we can dig a little bit deeper. What kind of battery power? What kind of battery innovation? That's going to be the next step. Does Blink have a leg up? Does Plug have a leg up? Are we going to see new innovations in those areas? Will Wright's Law, W-R-I-G-H-T, come into play more so than Moore's Law? You can look that one up. But let's go back to, again. Decide on an investment time horizon. When do you need to pull this money out? You know, whether it's Bitcoin, which is such a volatile asset class of itself, within itself, the cryptocurrency asset class. But I think there's a spot in a portfolio, in my portfolio, there's definitely a spot for cryptocurrency. I prefer Bitcoin and Ethereum, but there are many, many other options. But I'm looking for the big dogs in each sector. I want to trade a market leader, similar to, you know, the Can Slim approach, William O'Neill. But are you looking to get the money out in a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks? If that's the case, the market is really most likely not the spot, the holding, that it's not the vault for the money. So if your time horizon is very short term, we might need to stick to cash. But if you have a 1 to 3 year window, a 5 year window, even if this, or if we're looking to build an account, a uniform gift to minors, or a custodial account for our children, 10 years, 15 years, 20, add shares, incremental shares, step by step. And it, you know, it's slow and steady does win the race. And if we establish our investment time horizon initially, it will kind of prevent us from being emotionally attached to the short-term ebbs and flows, rips and dips of the stock price. If I say, okay, I'm hopping into, let's just say Home Depot or Kroger, which is those aren't sexy names, but hey, let's just think about it. 10 to 15 years down the road, I don't know what type of return on investment we're getting, but if I continue to build shares, or if I'm looking for companies to provide a really strong dividend that have consistently paid a dividend. I mean, my son's a dividend investor. He likes Apple. He gets, he'll search for different companies that provide a dividend. And even during a year like COVID, when dividends have either been cut and on occasion they've been paused or halted for periods, that's still a viable strategy. So, number one, we're going to look for our investment strategy, our investment time horizon. Then we look for an investment strategy. Are we looking for the long term, long haul? Are you a fundamental investor? Are we going to go a hybrid? Are you going to be fundamental, technical? Are you going to use something like the Can Slim approach? That's an acronym, the CanSlim. You can look that one up on investopedia.com, or you can just look at on Google. So come up with your strategy. Come up with what is it? Random Walk Down Wall Street, Peter Lynch. I think that's the book. He says we should become our own experts. And a lot of times where we're talking and we use a certain product. You know, if I walk through the kitchen and I look around and I say, okay, wow, well, I'm holding an Apple phone. I'm looking at a Samsung. There's a Sony PlayStation over there. We continue that there's some Corning glassware in here. Not to say that these are what we're looking to trade or invest in right now, but we can walk through sometimes and really invest in the things that we know and that we understand. I have a pair of Nike slides on. I ordered from Chipotle the other day. Those are all companies, and we don't want to look just strictly at the price until, you know, if we don't have the money currently, it's time to build up our accounts. It's time to, while we're building up the account, we study. We go to YouTube, and some people say, you can't learn on YouTube. Well, I disagree. There are a lot of great opportunities to learn while you're building it up, I eventually believe that, you know, whether you take a class, a course, or grab a book, but we're going to continually boost our education, and it's mandatory. And it, now, if you want to trade the market, I caution you to not just do it on your own, because you're going to pay tuition. You might hit a couple, you might lose a couple, you might hit a couple and really think that you have it figured out, and it's really going to hit you. Everybody pays tuition to the market. Then maybe even if you study on your own and come up with a program, and you might like use Bollinger Bands or the Ichimoku Clouds or Elliott Waves or just pure support and resistance, moving average crosses. There's going to be a point in time where we plateau, and then we realize, oh, that I'm talking about trading. And then we come in and say, oh, wow, trader psychology comes into play. I think the gentleman at Tasty Works said trader psychology is BS, but he kind of compared it to analytics in baseball and just said, you know, really it's just mechanics and repetition. Well, that's true. But the fact that we have a heartbeat and a pulse, it affects our movements and our actions. When our muscles tense up, it affects our mechanics. We can't repeat something that we've done 1,000 times over and over again. You see it every year in the playoffs at the upper levels. You'll see one or two players on either side of the field, a player that's just had an outstanding season, just can't find a by hit in the playoffs, or he can't, his routine is thrown off. There's something to say. I mean, I'm not going to say you need a psychiatrist or a psychologist, but our emotional state comes into play. So I want you guys to think about looking into trader psychology. What is it? Mark Douglas, Trading in the Zone. That's a really good book to kind of read. Van Alexander Elder, Trading for a Living, but more so Van Tharp, Tharp. He's very good with the trader psychology. But guys, I just want to talk to you about that. So don't be so caught up in the excitement of trading options, because from personal experience, the last time that the financial crisis hit, I was just getting into options trading, and I caught a really good run. I really, really had a good run, during an unfortunate time, and my trading was able to keep me alive. But my mistake was I didn't grab shares of companies that were at historically low prices. You know, I mean, I'm talking about all the banks, all the just pretty much anything was available and open to me to grab, and I didn't. So that was the mistake that I made. This time, that mistake is something that we don't want to make. We want to identify the sectors, identify the particular stocks, and hop into it, you know, and take your time and research and study. But at some point in time, we can incrementally pull the trigger. So guys, do me a favor. This is on YouTube. I want you to like, comment, and subscribe to this channel. On the YouTube channel, but also you can do it on Anchor as well. And next time I post, you'll receive a notification. But other than that, guys, thank you all for being here, and thank you for listening. And let me know if you need anything. You can reach out to me at JD@yourmobiletrader.com. That's JD@yourmobiletrader.com, YourMobiletrader.com. Have a great day.